Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. I woke up feeling great today. I don't know why. Maybe I got a little extra sleep. Maybe I wasn't having the sleep apnea thing going on. Maybe I wasn't snoring. I don't know. But I got up feeling good. We're heading into a great weekend. We've got more spring training stories, college basketball, bad winter sports around here. But that's okay because we got a great show for you. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great, Gio. As I watch Tom Brady get all his hair cut off because he's doing it for St. Baldrick's, I think for cancer research
and everything else.
And he just took his hair completely down to the scalp, and I'm watching it now, a replay of it now, because I read about it this morning. Yeah, he's pretty light up on top. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but it's okay. It's all good. He did it for all the great reasons. He raised millions of dollars for cancer research by just cutting his hair off. I'm not sure the total number, but he did a great job yesterday. So good for him. And you know, the other thing, too, you know who did a great job? Not just Noah Syndergaard, because Noah Syndergaard struck out seven guys
sure.
in three and a third innings.
Amazing.
I mean, he's throwing gas and everything else. Every time that guy gets on the mound, I'm like, just don't throw the arm out. Don't throw the arm.
Does he need to pitch anymore in spring training is my question.
I think
question.
He does. He has to build it up.
I'm saying just basically put him in bubble wrap at this point.
Right, I think so. But it's good. It's good to see him. Hopefully DeGrom's going to be fine and Matt Harvey bounces
like
back. We all had a good outing. Now, Matt's goes again now for the third time today. Third time this spring, I should say. So this is going to be something well worth watching.
Yeah.
Because I think his spot in the rotation is gone. I think right now it's Wheeler's to go with. And, this poor kid has just had a horrendous spring. I mean, when you say bad, it is bad. It
right.
is really, really bad. But there's another guy, Brandon Nimmo. You know, yesterday, three more hits. I mean, remember when Sandy Alderson basically said, I don't want to trade Brandon Nimmo, and everybody like scoffed at that, like, oh, what are you doing? You know?
Well, I would still make that deal. I mean, just because he's had a nice couple weeks of spring doesn't mean I wouldn't trade him for Andrew McCutchen if given the opportunity.
I know that, but again, it's about kind of separating yourself, kind of showing yourself and letting the manager and the general manager and the fan base just kind of take heed as to what you're doing and sticking out. You know?
Yeah, so taking advantage of that opportunity.
Right, so Andujar did that the first couple weeks for the Yankees, and now Nimmo has been doing that pretty much all summer. I mean, all spring for the Mets. So, look, at the end of the day, if Syndergaard is healthy, he's gonna win a hell of a lot more than he's gonna lose, assuming that the bullpen is gonna back him up. Nimmo's making a nice name for himself, so that's good. As far as our other teams around here.
Well, outside of the Yankees,
I mean, outside of the Yankees. But, even with the draft and everything coming up, I mean, you hear so many different stories. You know, the Jets are going to meet with Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield is going to meet with a lot of teams. And the Jets are doing their due diligence. They're going to meet with a lot of other
quarterbacks
as well.
Starting to happen, man. Starting to happen.
You can feel it, right?
Mayfield to the Jets. It's starting to happen.
I don't know. I just feel like that is going to happen. I don't know. I've seen a lot of different mock drafts. And, you know, Todd McShay, a guy who eats, breathes, and sleeps this whole thing, has the Jets getting Josh Allen.
Right, falling to six, right.
I would be happy with that, too. I mean, because I don't think he's getting away from Cleveland. I think Cleveland's nuts if they don't take him. Or if the Giants pass on him, they're nuts because he's – again, just the size and the strength and the arm strength and the athleticism. Like, this is the kind of guy you want playing quarterback for you in today's NFL. That's Carson Wentz. You know, that's who he reminds me of. I'm not saying he's going to be as good. You never know until they get. But Pat Shurmur with either Sam Darnold or with Josh Allen would be awesome. Future there, the possibilities would be awesome in my eyes. So I'm still hanging on to that. I'm still thinking that if they don't take Darnold in Cleveland and Darnold is there, I think that's probably, I would think, who the Giants would take. That would be the perfect fit for them.
Right. It's not crazy to think that Kirk Cousins goes to either the Broncos or the Vikings. So you've got that. So he's out of the mix for the Jets. Then you've got 1-2 in some order, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold. In that situation, you would think that at 6, you'll have the choice of either Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield, probably Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's lining up. I mean, that, of all the scenarios we've thrown out there, Saquon Barkley going one, the Jets trading up, the Giants trading down, all this crap that goes on. I think that one is one of the more likely scenarios, and I know you've been talking about it for weeks. If Baker Mayfield came in here, and I know a lot of Jet fans have called up and made comparison. Oh, he's Johnny Manziel over again.
No, he's not. But they've also said,
is he Mark Sanchez all over again?
No, he's not that either.
Because of his size, and is he going to come in and be that same type of player? I think those comparisons suck. I don't know if he's going to be a great NFL quarterback, but those two comparisons are not good comparisons.
You know, I personally really like Mark Sanchez. I thought he was a great kid. He came in, he kind of caught New York by storm a little bit there because he caught the break of the defense of the Jets and kind of just held on for those first 2 years. But I think ultimately, you know, he was a wallflower. His personality was great for off the field, but I don't think his personality was great for on the field. I don't think he ever really truly became, and you can ask Bart Scott this, so I've heard him say this, he just never became the leader that the Jets had hoped that he would be at, you know, with the number 5 pick. So they tried, they traded, they went up and got the guy. They were very, confident about it. I don't think Rex Ryan did him any favors is really what I'm saying.
See, I thought he did in a way because he took pressure off him because he was the blowhard and nobody was really focusing on the young model-looking quarterback. It was always about Rex, you know? Well, I thought he helped him in that way.
Rex called him the Sanchez and everything else. Remember that?
Yeah,
and all
right.
This nuts. But I always look back to a game that they played in Baltimore where, you know, Mark got his ass kicked. And, I mean, and you knew it was going to happen. I think it was a Sunday or Monday night game. Baltimore was, you know, it was kind of like watching the Rangers play Tampa last night. They were just under siege the entire game until Tampa took their foot off the pedal and just kind of backed off and got bored with the game because the Rangers stink right now. But that's how I felt like the Jets got pushed around. Mark Sanchez was under siege. And then after that game, Rex Ryan was like, we got to go back to ground and pound. And I told Craig, I said this to Alan Ennie too, what I would have done with Mark Sanchez had I been in control of the whole thing, the next week he was going to throw 50 passes.
Yeah, right. You can't take that away from him. You're
and
right.
I don't care if he threw. I just look, Mark.
Got to get him back out there.
You're going out there. You're throwing 50 passes. I don't care if you throw 5 interceptions. You're staying out there.
Sure.
You're going to grow your stones back.
Yeah, right. You know what, though? I still believe, though, that the great ones find a way no matter what.
But guys like that, though, man.
Yeah, I understand. But guys like that, like, eventually it was going to run out for Mark Sanchez. I mean, it's just a matter of what time. Because you think about the great ones that come along that are top 10 picks in the draft, did you put them in the same position? I mean, think about guys like Troy Aikman and Peyton Manning in their rookie years. How bad those teams were. They got killed, and they came back, and they were great.
I know that, but you know what? It's a way you handle a quarterback, you know, and every personality is different. I think defensive coaches see things differently than an offensive coach would. So whoever the rookie quarterback that's coming into the New York Giants, I think is going into a unbelievable
perfect
spot.
Yeah, the Jets not so much,
no,
but the
no,
Giants
no
perfect.
Right, I think that's why the Jets need a veteran quarterback. That's why I think they got to go all in on Kirk Cousins. He knows the coaches, he knows the offense, and he would be, really, technically, he would be the perfect fit for them right now to get them back into the win column because, you know, he is a guy that's right in the midst of his prime, and he's a guy that knows how to lead a team. When you bring a guy in now for the Giants, they got Pat Shurmur. They got, you know, they have Eli Manning, Davis Webb is in there. That's a hell of a room. You know, it's going to be a hell of a quarterback room. It's going to be a very smart quarterback room. So whoever they bring in here, I believe, will be in a great spot. A great spot. As for the Jets, not so much.
And people are going to want to see that guy right away, too.
It's a defensive head coach.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, they, I don't know. It's not the perfect place for a rookie quarterback, but if they can't get Kirk Cousins, it has to be the place for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I feel like that has sort of cooled in a big way the last few days, Cousins to the Jets. I really believe that it has. I mean, I think that everybody knows that they have the money and they have the interest in him. But everything I see is Vikings, Broncos, Vikings, Broncos.
The question is how aggressive do they want to be with the money? That's really what it comes down to.
It sounds like to me that it's maybe not going to matter because of the situations that the Vikings and the Broncos are in with their teams right now and how that is more appealing to Kirk Cousins than anything that the Jets have as far as money. So, I mean, if that is the case, and you got Mayfield and a big visit to Florham Park and working them out, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's trending in that direction,
but it's not
man,
just,
for me.
Just not just Mayfield. They'll meet with the other quarterbacks, too. I can see the back page of the New York Post. You know, if he goes somewhere else, it's going to be kissing Cousins goodbye.
Yeah.
Kissing Cousins goodbye. That's something like that, right?
I really hope that isn't the back page.
Right, and if he stays here, it's going to be, if he stays with the Jets, it's going to be Cousins breaks the bank. Because it's going to be, I think the Jets, and I know this sounds crazy, are going to have to go somewhere north of $85 million guaranteed in the first 3 years. Now, most people think it's crazy because when you think of that, the leap from where Jimmy Garoppolo is now to where that would put him, that number is probably too far of a or too big of a jump for most people's liking, that the NFL would not want that to happen. But if you are desperate and you have the advantage of having the money and the ability to structure a contract a certain way, then that's what you have going for you. And
yeah,
that's what the Jets have going for them.
I know.
They don't have the team. They have coaches that he knows. They have the offense he knows. But what they really have is they have the ability to structure a contract that is going to make him more money. Now, if he goes to Minnesota because of this reciprocal tax thing in the state of Michigan where he's building a house, then they're going to have to up it even more. I mean, if it's about money, they have the advantage, but they may not have the advantage when it comes to the whole tax situation and everything else.
Right. And also,
which is a big deal,
they don't have – they right, I know, I've heard. But I also think that – they don't have an advantage at all when it comes to the roster. I mean, not even close.
That's
you can,
what I'm saying.
You cannot compare. And that's the thing. Like, you want to talk about, like, all right, taxes and how much money and how much guaranteed money, and maybe it gets close and maybe this team can get you a little bit more because of this or that. The roster, I mean, think about it. I mean, the Broncos are this team that shouldn't have been as bad as they were last year.
Yeah.
But the Vikings were a 13-3 team, went to an NFC championship game with Case Keenum.
And by the way, the Broncos are clearing the decks as well. They just traded Aqib Talib to the Rams.
How about that secondary? Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib? I mean, if one of those guys doesn't get suspended next year, the odds of that, I would never want to be a wide receiver going into that secondary just because how crazy those guys are.
Yeah, I think they're really good players.
They are,
they
but
keep
they're
their
nuts.
Head screwed on straight, then they're fine. But, you know, so now the Broncos are clearing some money. The Vikings have been clearing money. And, of course, the Jets are sitting there as they let go of Muhammad Wilkerson. They're clearing money. So everybody's getting ready to make that big run for Kirk Cousins. But, again, you know, when you take it all in totality, the one thing the Jets have is money and structure of contract that they can do better than I believe the other two teams can, if, in fact, it's those two teams and it's not Cleveland and it's not, you know, Cleveland
yeah.
can do the same thing the Jets could do right now. The other thing, too, is do the Jets go after Allen Robinson? Do they go after a wide receiver of significance?
Well, they need one desperately, and I don't really love the wide receivers that are out there because they've got injury concerns and, you know, they've got bust potential there, too. I mean, Allen Robinson is a guy who...
He's a freak.
He is a freak, but he was hurt all last year, and he had a brutal
injury.
Right, he had one good year, and it was Bortles' first year. They
had
a good
Bortles,
year.
That's Bortles he's
okay,
playing with.
Right,
I mean, you got to remember who these guys are playing with and the kind of offenses that they're playing in and whether or not... Like, you know, like I believe like Sammy Watkins all of a sudden found a home out in L.A. Now, he may not be there simply because probably too expensive.
You know what, though? When they went on that run, though, who was the biggest wide receiver for them? It was Robert Woods. It wasn't even Sammy Watkins. It was Robert Woods that was carrying that team at the wide receiver position. I mean, Sammy Watkins, to me, is a total bust. You don't
yeah,
want Sammy
not,
Watkins
not,
here.
Again, it all depends on how much it's going to cost. And
I don't even care when
not,
it comes to Watkins.
He would not be my first guy, no. My first guy would be Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I like him better. But, I mean, there's not that guy who's at the top of that list of free agents at wide receiver, like 100%. All right, if we don't get the quarterback, we'll bring him in. That'll help out the young quarterback that we draft. That guy doesn't exist out there in free agency with the wide receiver position.
Well, right now, you better bring in a wide receiver here if you want Kirk Cousins here.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, you better bring in a bunch of wide receivers because you don't know what the hell's going on with Robbie Anderson, right? You have
yeah.
no idea. Quincy Enunwa is coming back, but, you know, what are we going to get from him? We haven't seen him in a year.
Yeah.
Are they keeping Austin Seferian Jenkins or no? I think they'd like to.
Yeah, I'd bring him back.
But he's going to be a free agent. So is Jimmy Graham's going to be a free agent, another tight end free agent. So there's a million questions here. The bottom line is, can they get Kirk Cousins? That's and their advantage is money and structure.
I'm saying no.
If they have to go, here's the thing. If they have to go to $100 million in the first 3 years of the deal,
Chris Cooley reported that the Vikings were prepared to give 92 or whatever. Guaranteed?
But this is the point. So he, like, again, I don't want to belabor this, but it's a part of the equation.
Right, the tax situation. Right,
so he has a house in Michigan. Michigan and Minnesota have reciprocal tax, and the taxes in Michigan are much lower than they are in Minnesota, and they are much lower than they are here in New Jersey. So it would be very interesting to see what the Jets would have to do to try to match the money, the amount of money he actually puts in his pocket.
All right, but I mean, what's the difference? Like $7-8 million we're talking about? Is that going to be the difference?
It depends. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are looking like, but I think Chris Cooley is right. I believe that it's going to be north of $90 million.
Guaranteed, right, in the first 3 years.
Guaranteed in the first 3 years, because that's... And it's all going to be skill guaranteed. You're going to be on the roster. They'll finagle it with bonuses and stuff like that to kind of limit the salary cap hit for the player. But if the Jets want him, just think about what they have to do to get him. And maybe that's why they're starting to back off a little bit, thinking, wait a minute, we can't do this.
Well, but why though? Because of all the money that's going to be guaranteed. But that's why. That you front load the deal. That's why that came up.
I know, but the point being is that when you look at the deal in totality and you look at the average per year, mm-hmm. it's going to be a significant amount more than Jimmy Garoppolo.
So you feel like they may be backing off on this?
They may be because they probably know that they're going to have to go in and they're just going to have to blow them away. You know, we'll write you a check for $75 million right now or whatever. There's going to have to be some crazy number. You know, like George Steinbrenner would do that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, he would do that.
But would he do it for the baseball equivalent of Kirk Cousins? You know?
I know, but like George Steinbrenner knew what the fans wanted, and he always went and got what the fans wanted.
Yeah, I feel like it's split. I don't know, man. I feel like it's split. It's not like there's this overwhelming Jet got to get Cousins deal. I mean, we take calls all the time. I don't know how great of a barometer that is, but I feel like it's 50-50. There's a lot of people that would rather see them go through the draft and use that money, spread it throughout the roster. There's others that want to go get Cousins because they don't trust management and drafting a quarterback. I mean, it's not like a slam dunk. I mean, this is not Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers hitting free agency where it's like, all right, you go get that guy, you compete with for a Super Bowl right away. He's not that guy, and I don't know if he ever will be. So
this general manager and this head coach, here's one of the reasons why I would not come to the Jets if I were Kirk Cousins. There's another reason why. And I think Rich Cimini wrote about it yesterday, and it really, and I'm going to give him credit for it, because what happened to me could easily happen to Kirk Cousins. So what happened to me, I got traded to the Jets. I wanted to come here. Mm-hmm. You know, my offensive coordinator, where I had my best days, was the head coach of the Jets, Bruce Coslett. I was here 1 year, he was fired. I was here the second year, I loved Pete Carroll, loved playing for him, he was fired.
Right.
There was no stability for the freaking organization.
Right.
And, you know, if you come here and you're Kirk Cousins and they give you, let's just say they guarantee you $100 million in the first 3 years, and somehow you guys go 5-11 next year.
And Todd Bowles
guess
is gone.
You got new coaching staff, you got everybody, and, you know, so when he comes here, I think Chris Johnson has got to say, hey, look, we're going to give you this money, and the coaching staff that you are coming here to play for is definitely going to be here at least the next 2 years. In other words, they're not going to fire the coaches next year. And I would just say this, that if they have a bad year, the fans are going to want the coaches fired again. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins is not in what I would consider a stable situation for a quarterback. And that's why you may want to go to Minnesota, or you may want to go to Arizona, because Arizona's got a new coach, first-year coach. Minnesota, they're not doing anything with Mike Zimmer. He's going to be there.
But the offensive coaches is a bigger deal because Zimmer isn't involved with the offense that much. And that John DeFilippo is one of these rising stars in the coaching world. And if they have another great year offensively, then he's going to be a head coach next year like that, just like Pat Shurmur
was.
But
do you understand
again
what I'm saying about the Jets?
No, I do
right?
understand. But, I mean, it's not like it's a slam dunk that the Vikings are going to have all this stability because Mike Zimmer, yes, he's the head coach. He'll stay.
I know,
but you can have a different offensive coordinator every single year.
Kirk Cousins goes to Minnesota. He's got Cook. He's got he'll probably have Latavius Murray. He'll have Diggs. He'll have Rudolph. He'll have a rebuilt offensive line. Plus, he'll have a top five defense. that stability around him.
Sure.
Plus, he'll also have the reciprocal tax rate from Michigan, which is significantly less than New Jersey, and a better team. That's why if you're sitting here and you're the Jets, you're saying, okay, I'm going to have to overpay to get him here. And at the end of the day, are we going to be able to tell him that this coaching staff is going to be here if they have a losing season?
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. I just would worry about, I mean, the Jeremy Bates thing, the connection there, I think that could help the Jets a little bit more than maybe DeFilippo. I don't know if he's got a, I mean, does he have any relationship with John DeFilippo? I don't know that at all.
I don't know that at
right.
all.
Right. I mean, I where no he idea. Does with Jeremy Bates. I mean, he does.
Yeah, I know that. So. I mean, that's the whole Shanahan thing. But that's where John Elway comes in, too. Remember
right.
that.
Yeah, so I know.
The more I think about it, and when I saw what Rich wrote yesterday, it just brought back horrific memories for me going through the unstable nature of a franchise.
I'm not a genius.
So, and you just never know where somebody's going to take your franchise yeah. after you sign. That's why the more I think about it, the more I would tell Kirk Cousins, stay the hell away from here, because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
All right, this is going to change probably 15 times from now until the draft. But you ready? Today, what's today's date? The 9th? Friday, March 9th. Kirk Cousins will be on the Vikings. Case Keenum will be on the Broncos. And Baker Mayfield will be a New York Jet. I'll probably change that on
it.
Monday.
I would love it. All
but
right.
That's what's going to happen.
6:20 on the Fan. Boomer and Geo getting ready on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Great weekend coming up, and at the end of the day, you know what? We're getting that much closer to opening day. Can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome. And hopefully Syndergaard's on the mound for the Mets, and he's throwing gas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.